Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Crash of the Titans, is a nonfiction business history by Greg Farrell that examines the collapse of Merrill Lynch during the 2008 financial crisis and the strain that Merrill's acquisition placed on Bank of America. Drawing on Farrell's experience as a Financial Times correspondent and his investigative reporting on Wall Street, the book focuses on how risk-taking, bonus culture, and executive hubris helped turn a major investment bank into a symbol of crisis-era excess. It is not a broad survey of the whole financial meltdown, but a tightly reported account of how incentives and institutional culture shaped the decisions of two powerful firms. The book is aimed at readers who want to understand the mechanics of the crisis through the behavior of actual executives, boardrooms, and deal negotiations rather than through abstract economic theory. Its purpose is to show how corporate governance failures can magnify market stress into systemic danger. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how Merrill Lynch chased Wall Street prestige without the necessary discipline. One of the book's central themes is Merrill Lynch's long effort to act like a more sophisticated investment bank while lacking the internal discipline and expertise to do so safely. Farrell presents this as a strategic and cultural error. The firm wanted the revenues, status, and market reputation associated with elite trading houses, but it did not consistently match that ambition with stronger risk controls. This mismatch mattered because it encouraged executives to reach for higher returns in areas that were badly understood, especially when easy profits from housing and mortgage-related products made aggressive expansion seem justified. The result was not just bad judgment on a few trades, but a corporate pattern in which aspiration outran capability. Farrell uses Merrill's decline to show that imitation can be dangerous when it is driven by prestige rather than by durable competitive advantage. The lesson is broader than one firm in financial institutions. Ambition, without institutional restraint, can produce fragile growth that collapses under stress. Secondly, bonus culture and the incentive system that rewarded short-term risk. Farrell gives unusually strong attention to compensation as a driver of behavior. The book argues that annual bonuses at Merrill Lynch, and across Wall Street more generally, created incentives that favored immediate performance over the long-term health of the firm. When employees, brokers, and senior executives are rewarded mainly for near-term revenue generation, they have reason to take larger risks, hide downside exposure, and prioritize deals that look good in the current year. That dynamic helps explain why a firm could keep pushing forward even as warning signs multiplied. The book also suggests that compensation systems can normalize reckless behavior by making it seem rational and expected inside the organization. This is one of the book's most practical insights because it ties financial failure to ordinary management design rather than to moral weakness alone. Farrell's account shows that a bonus-driven culture can turn individual self-interest into a collective problem, especially in firms whose losses eventually fall on shareholders, taxpayers, or acquiring banks rather than on the people who generated them. Thirdly, executive hubris, office politics, and the culture of the Charlotte Mafia. The book is as much about corporate culture as it is about balance sheets. Farrell describes clashes between Merrill Lynch traditions and the culture brought in through Bank of America, including the personnel and power networks often referred to as the Charlotte Mafia. This makes the collapse more than a financial story. It becomes a study in how leadership style, ego, and internal politics can deepen a crisis. Executives at both firms underestimated the scale of Merrill's losses and overestimated their own ability to manage the merger aftermath. Farrell portrays leaders as often more concerned with status, control, and appearances than with realism. That hubris mattered because it distorted decision-making during a period when humility and transparency were essential. The book shows that culture affects whether bad news is surfaced early or suppressed until it is too late. In that sense, the merger was not only a transaction, but also a collision between competing corporate identities, each with its own assumptions about power, loyalty, and survival. Fourthly, Bank of America's acquisition of Merrill Lynch as a case study in underestimated toxic assets. A major portion of the book examines how Bank of America moved to acquire Merrill Lynch and then discovered that it had taken on far more damage than expected. Farrell shows that the deal was shaped by urgency, incomplete information, and a broader fear of contagion in the crisis atmosphere of late 2008. What makes this episode important is that it reveals how mergers during financial panic can be framed as rescues, while actually transferring hidden losses from one institution to another. Bank of America believed it could absorb Merrill and stabilize the situation, but the scale of the mortgage-related exposure and other problems proved far worse than many insiders expected. Farrell uses this episode to illustrate the danger of buying a distressed financial institution when neither side fully understands the depth of the liabilities. The book therefore functions as a warning about acquisition logic in crisis conditions when confidence is collapsing Speed can replace due diligence, and rescue narratives can conceal the true magnitude of risk. Lastly, investigative reporting as a tool for explaining the 2008 financial crisis. Farrell's background as a journalist shapes the structure and authority of the book. Rather than presenting a theoretical model of the crisis, he reconstructs events through reporting, insider access, and the behavior of specific institutions and decision makers. This approach gives the book a clearer view of how corporate failures actually unfold inside large banks slowly, opaquely, and often in conflict with the public story being told by executives. His reporting on Merrill Lynch's bonus payouts during a period of severe losses is especially significant because it shows how investigative journalism can expose the gap between public claims and internal reality. The book stands out because it does not treat the crisis as an abstract market event. It treats it as a sequence of documented decisions, incentives, and institutional failures that can be traced through evidence. That makes the book valuable not only as a narrative of Merrill Lynch, but also as an example of how business journalism can clarify systemic risk for a wider audience. In conclusion, Crash of the Titans will be most useful to readers who want a serious, reporting-driven account of the 2008 crisis from inside the world of Wall Street. It is especially relevant for students of finance, business journalists, investors, bankers, and readers interested in corporate governance, because it connects high-level market failure to the concrete habits of executive compensation, risk-taking, and merger politics. The book also rewards readers who want to understand how institutional culture can shape outcomes as much as numbers on a financial statement. What makes it stand out among crisis books is its narrow but highly detailed focus on Merrill Lynch and Bank of America. Instead of attempting to explain everything about the meltdown, Farrell concentrates on one major failure chain and shows how greed, hubris, and flawed incentives interacted inside real organizations. That focus gives the book explanatory power and practical value. Readers come away with a sharper understanding of why large financial firms can become unstable, why acquisitions can magnify hidden losses, and why accountability often arrives only after the damage is done. If you would like to support Greg Farrell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.